Peace to the goddesses, peace to the gods. This is another episode of Convos with Living Legends. You already know this is your host, God with Many Visions. And you know what? First and foremost, I'd like to give a big shout out to our special guest for episode 28. It was we had a very, very great conversation. I'll give a shout out to Alyssa Heath. Sorry for messing up your name, queen, but we spoke on all things finances and how we as the melanin community, we can empower ourselves through our finances and learn more how we can, you know, build on group economics and things of that nature. But today, I got a very, very, very special guest. This woman here, very special woman to me. You know, this goddess, you know, is always love on this side. You know how the gods, you know how the god do. You know, let's give a warm welcome to the goddess herself.
Okay, I guess I had to introduce.
Yeah, we letting you introduce yourself, goddess. We letting you, know what I mean? Enlightened Nubian goddess.
I guess I had to.
No, it's enlightened spiritual goddess.
On IG, yes. I guess I have to introduce myself. Well, my name is Valerie, and I'm on Instagram as enlightened spiritual goddess, like Black God with Many Visions just stated. What else can I say about myself? I'm a mother, a sister, a daughter, an auntie, a melanin divine being.
Ashe.
So yeah, like let's get into the convo.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. First and foremost, goddess, we would like to thank you for coming on this check-in on this platform, like blessing us with your presence. I'm truly grateful for that. And knowing the goddess that you are, like, this is going to be a dope topic, and we speaking on spirituality. Like, I can't wait. So, when you hear the term spirituality, what does that mean to you?
First, I want to say thank you for having me on your show, and with such a great introduction. I really appreciate the love. And honestly, the question is, what do I think of when I hear
spirituality?
Spirituality.
What does that mean to you?
There's so many ways that I could define it. However, I feel like, you know, to kind of do the society with defining it where it comes to like ghosts and ancestors and things of that nature, I'll stick with that for now, only because with spirit, I know it's bigger than what we think it is and what we assume it is. You know what I'm saying? I know that sometimes you can't really define it in words, because spirit is actually a feeling more than words to put together. But so I would just say, you know, when I hear spirituality, I think of ancestors. I think of the dead. I think of low vibration beings, honestly. I think about beings from other galaxies, from other portals, from other dimensions. I think very large. Like, my thought process goes way out the box when I think about spirituality. So it doesn't stay with just ancestors with me. It kind of go further than that.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think about yourself? Because I do feel that we are all spirits in a sense. We are all spirits here on this earth to accomplish a mission. So more times than not, when I hear spirituality, I think about myself, knowing that I'm a spiritual being. I'm a spirit in itself. What do you say to that?
You know, it's interesting, because I think when we start learning about anything, like when you get to a place of just learning about life, right? The older we get, the more we start learning about life, and we have these definitions to define, you know, what we think we are or what we are not. So for me, there was a moment where I felt like spirituality for me is like, I'm spirit first, right? And then I had to really think about that, because it's like I've learned that spirit, how can I say this? Like, the planet is a spirit. The planet holds a spirit, right? Okay. And for a minute, I used to feel that my spirit was the planet's spirit, but I realized that it isn't. It's two separate spirits. So when it comes to me and think about myself as a spiritual being, I'm still actually learning who she is and what that energy is. For now, I know that she's loving. I know she could be vindictive. I know that she's caring. She's very protective. You know, I can't sit there and make it seem like she's this great divine everything because I'm still learning. However, I do know my core. And when I say that, meaning like generally my intention is always, you know, not to hurt no one or anything like that. So I will say, if I think about myself when it comes to being a spiritual being, I say I'm love.
I must agree with that. But also, you know.
Did I answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
You answered it. You know, I won't say it because there's no right or wrong question when it comes to spirituality.
I feel like sometimes, you know, I could go further with a
deeper meaning, right?
Right.
Well, to me, like, I also feel that, you know, you just said that your spirit is not the earth spirit. What if all of us as a collective, our spirits accumulate to being the earth spirit? All of us on this planet.
Well, what I've learned through spirit, and when I said through spirit, meaning the spirit of the planet, and this, I've learned this through meditation and just sitting and allowing myself to listen, is that collectively, we all definitely could pick up the spirit of the planet because it's here. We're on it.
Facts.
We could pick up the low vibrations of the planet and the high vibration of the planet, right? And that all plays a part with even the other planets that's within the galaxies and that, you know, do what it do in the universe. So, yes, I do feel that all of us collectively can pick up the vibe of the planet. But I also know that each of us are individuals. So regardless of what we pick up from the planet, we still as individuals have our own spirit. And that spirit alone really what defines who you are and, you know, how you're dealing with life and things of that nature.
I truly agree. But also I ask you this, you know, knowing us as melanin beings, we the original on this planet. Like, how important is it for us to tap back to our spirituality? Because I truly feel that, you know, as the initial beings on this planet, spirituality is what brought us to life. Spirituality is what aided us or helped us live our day-to-day lives. But I feel like we've lost track of that. How do you think? How, you know, what solutions do we have or that we can use or practice for us as a people to get back to that phase where we're one, we're in tune with spirit and our spirituality?
You know what? What's interesting about that question is that we are so far away from our original state that it will be so much filtering that we have to go through in order for us to get back to that purest form, right? And I say that because the influence on society in general is so challenging. And so to get back to that divine pure state, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of psychological work. It's a lot of, you know, filtering what you are and what you are not. Absolutely, it's important. It's obtainable. We can do it. But somebody, you have to be committed, literally, to allow yourself to feel your bullshit side, you know, the part of you that's straight up fucked up, and allow yourself to feel the part of you that want to grow and be better, and allowing yourself just to feel yourself in general. And a lot of people don't like to look in the mirror and kind of identify with their flaws or identify with the parts of them that's, you know, that has harmed people, that has caused trauma to other people's lives. Some people know, you know, on some intentional level, their intention wasn't genuine. So a lot of time people don't want to face that reality. So, but honestly speaking, in order for you to get back to that divine element, we got a lot of filtering to do. And it's really challenging because society, the world, just the way things are made up at this moment in time. I mean, look at us. We're in this pandemic. They're trying to force people to take a jab, and they're having people question their morals right now. like that's a lot of shit to go through, but also that's a good example of actually understanding who you are divinely, you know, like getting back to source. So it's very important, but before I could even say do it, a person have to be committed to actually dealing with their flaws, you know, like, and not everyone is willing to go that far to admit, you know, that they got to do better, you know? So, yeah.
Well, I do feel within spirituality, I feel that we've definitely lost our way. That's without a doubt. And I think the society and the powers, I won't say the powers that be, but, you know, these hybrids, I don't want to blame, you know, they played a huge part in us losing our spirituality to the point they've given us religion.
Right.
As a substitute of spirituality. And like when you compare the two, you see spirituality is free flowing like water.
Right.
Religion is boxed in.
Right.
Because in religion, look at the different, what's that word I'm looking for? Different type of religions you have. The right. Baptists, the Protestants, the Catholics.
Right.
The Adventists, the Buddhists, you know, and the way they clash with one another when they get into, like, little disputes or arguments is baffling to me, because basically you're all serving the same, you know, master in a sense.
Supposedly.
You're serving the same master in a sense. So, like, how do we break away from that? Because I feel that religion destroyed our spiritual growth. In so many ways, I feel like religion has taken us to have a boxed up mindset instead of having a free flowing mindset.
You know, a person that was once in religion, myself, and I had did like 2 episodes on my podcast speaking about my journey in religion and how did I get to where I'm at now. So, you know, one thing about spirituality is that you definitely have to be open-minded, even to religion, right? So, how can I say this? This is something that I experienced, and this is how I know why it's challenging for people to come out of religion, right? So, some of my ancestors that are with me now, literally, as we speak, they were Christians. And they were Catholics. You know, Haitians are big with the Catholic background, right?
Catholicism,
so,
yeah.
Right. So they're religious. They're religion people. They believe in Jesus and all that stuff. So I have been in situations where I felt good about something. Let's just say something, there was a breakthrough in my life and I was just like elated with joy. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is so good. Yada, yada, yada. So I witnessed my energy feeling like I'm supposed to praise Jesus. Like, I felt that before. Now, mind you, I was in the church, right?
But what was that song? Jesus love me. Yes, I
that
know.
Wasn't a praise, but I'm just, yes, but absolutely, right? So I felt like I was supposed to be saying, thank you, Jesus, right? And I knew that wasn't me. So what I'm saying to you is that sometimes our ancestors allow us to kind of, sometimes our ancestors make it challenging for us to come out of the box of religion. Because if your ancestor was praying Jesus, if your ancestors was just in that mindset and in that box, like you said, with religion, then they still have that same energy when they pass on. So what happened is, and our ancestors is with us, and their blood flows through us, all of that. It's like this big ball of just connection, right? So you may feel like you want to break through out of religion, but if you got some, if let's say you got 10 ancestors with you, and fucking like 8 of them 8 of your ancestors are hardcore bodies. They were in the church. They were passing the plate. They was doing the praise dances. And they were speaking in tongues and all that. Even though that is part of spirituality from way back in the days, right? Just being in tune with the elements of the planet and, you know, things of that. So all those things do play a part in spirituality. But like you said, because it's in a box and now you put Jesus and Holy Spirit, you put these titles on it. So it kind of stayed there, right? So if you got 8 ancestors that used to praise dance and just be all that. And 2 of them is like warriors. And then it's you. So now you got to learn how to, when you feeling elated or something, you got to learn how to not praise Jesus. You have to learn how to be tapped into yourself to be like, all right, thank you, Spirit, or thank you, whatever you want to, whatever gratitude way you want to say, right? But I've learned that those spirits, those ancestors, their energy could actually have you still thinking that you're supposed to praise Jesus, pray God, whatever, you know, Allah, however the fuck it goes, right? It keeps you in that energy field. So that is the, yo, I literally witnessed through experience of this. And I was just like, listen, guys, I had to tell my ancestors, I was like, I don't do Christ. Well, I'll take that back because Christ is another topic from Jesus. I don't do Jesus. I don't do church. I had to tell them that. And it may sound crazy, but it's true. It's true. And this is just my experience. So I feel like a lot of people that struggles coming out of religion is because their ancestors played a major, major role out of it, right? So now we got to get to a place of, honestly, if you like look up, let's say, Knights of, what's that? Because the Council of Nicaea Council, one of those. You could literally look up the religion of Christianity. You could look up, you know, there's so many things that you could look up. And then you will find how the religion of Jesus started. If you look up how religion started in regards to Jesus and all this other stuff, and you get that knowledge yourself, that is the best way to kind of break out of it if you want to. Because some people actually like that shit. They probably want to stay in a box of religion. Maybe that's their comfort zone, right?
Comfort.
And if I guess if you ain't hurting nobody, then so be it, right? What can I say? I mean, who am I? I'm not going to judge. But what I'm saying is that if it's a struggle to come out of religion, because it is a box mindset, it keeps you in this box thought process and sometimes emotion, it makes you not like you always gonna blame everything else besides yourself sometimes. I mean, been there, done that, you know? So I feel like to kind of come out of it is to actually educate yourself. Like, this is where education comes in. This is when you actually should study and do research. Like, research is good for stuff like this, because once you learn that, you know, there's such a bigger picture of how they created this box or whatever, then you'll want to come out of it, you know, because religion in a dictionary means to bind back to self.
You see?
So how many people know that? Like, if religion means to bind back to yourself, but yet it makes you bind to something else, right there you're already doing a disservice. Right there is an oxymoron, right? So this, I would say, this is when people need to really, truly educate themselves, like, dead ass. Like, look it up. Look up the popes. Look all the, there's so much things that you could look up.
Look up Caesar Borgia.
Yes. Yeah, look up how that whole image came into play. You'll be surprised. Like, if you look that stuff up, and you start seeing it for yourself. Now the 8 ancestors that's with you, you know, they will have to just
go about their business.
And if not just go about their business, but they'll have to respect you, because some spirits, some of our ancestors, don't give a fuck. They're going to do what they do. They're going to have their energy the way they're going to have their energy.
That's so true.
So you got to learn to have a relationship with the ancestors that are with you. You know what I mean? Because we still need them, you know, to do things in the unseen that we cannot do.
Ashe.
You know what I mean? So it's not more so that you don't want them around, like, you know, but you, like, seriously, you got to let them know, like, this is what I'm doing. And so the two warrior ancestors, they will become stronger, and that will help you in your walk as a spiritual being, or, you know, getting to know yourself in spirit.
No, I totally agree. For me, I'll just say this. Moms, if you're listening, Myolin, you know what I mean? When you pass away, don't be my ancestor, okay? Because I know how you like the Bible thump, and I don't need you trying to sway me.
Yo, I'll be thinking.
To Jesus, okay? I don't need you swaying me to Jesus.
Leave her alone. And how you going?
Listen, to all my Bible thumpers out there, listen, love is always love, because if you melanin, I'm always have love for you, but this is where we separate.
Yes.
You know, you religion, I'm spiritual. I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to hate you anymore. I'm not going to love you any less. Because at the end of the day, we both fight in the same battles. And I just want people
to... But see, there goes the catch-22. We're fighting the same battles, right? Now, here's the thing. If you do research on religion or how things have... How Christian... Let's just do Christianity real quick. If someone did a research on Christianity, the story of Jesus, and which we know by this day and motherfucking age, you know what I'm saying? Two people was all of a sudden came into the planet, and all of a sudden they had sons, and all of a sudden one son killed the other son or whatever, and then another son goes out and gets somebody pregnant. Where did this other person come from?
Like a hybrid story.
Okay.
Sounds like a hybrid story.
So we already know, like, just the stories alone after a while as an adult. Listen, children know that shit be sounding weird and they're like, what the fuck? But what I'm saying to you is that just off of research alone, if you did that and you understood the foundation of why Christianity was started, this is when we are not the same. Because if you're still going to choose to follow that energy... And you know that there's so much things that these people have done to make sure that you are not connected to your divine self and that you are not connected to your soul and your inner soul and that energy like that. Like, why would I want to rock with you? Like, I mean, yeah, I'm being honest. We're not the same. We're not the same, because once you do that research, now you start understanding the psychological aspect of the fucking government and the shit that they do. Like, I mean, you really got to... Allow yourself to want to do the research. You know, you have to.
The way I feel like, as melanin beings, we had spirituality, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like, okay, they say we were enslaved. That's another topic for another day.
Mm-hmm.
We were enslaved. Okay, so during the enslavement, what happened to our spirituality? I feel that whoever these hybrids were, they took our spirituality from us. They gave us religion. And in turn, they took our spirituality, they used it against us for the benefit of them.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that being said, like all these conversations I may have, you know, especially with my mother and other of her cohorts and whatnot, you know, it's like tooth and nail, because I've come to the conclusion I cannot change their mindset on how they look at spirituality and religion. And they can't change my mindset, so I'm okay to agree to disagree.
Right.
But knowing there's so much agreement and disagreement within the melanin community, yo, is there a way where we all could get in line and know this is the way, spirituality is the way, and it's not religion? Because I don't want people to think this podcast, we are bashing religion. We're not bashing religion. You know, if religion works for you, by all means. Excuse me. If religion works for you, thank you. If religion works for you, by all means. I just don't want people to feel like we're bashing it. Excuse me, because I feel that spirituality is the way. You know, and just because that's my belief, it may not be your belief, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
But religion does have a form of spirituality in it.
Absolutely.
There is a form of spirituality in it. And it's depressing at times, the conversations I have. And I feel like our people are still in the matrix.
Right.
When it comes to that, you know, so like, shout out, quick plug, you know, shout out to all the people who've been supporting the Black Matrix brand, you know what I mean? Go on blackmatrix.com, right. blackmatrixmerch.com to grab your, you know, we got all the drip for you. But,
get the plug in. Get
you know, I got to hit the plug in. But knowing that we are in this matrix and we're trying to break out of it, most of us, we have broken out of it, but... At the same token, we know we have to survive within this matrix. Like, how concerning is it for you,
you know,
knowing that all this surrounds us?
I don't think it was as concerning now as it was before, because I have gotten to a place that as long as I allow my children to understand what's going on in this world and give them jewels, and they, you know, with the jewels that I give them, they learn from it, they do their own research. All I can do is just, you know, make sure that they use wisdom and move accordingly. As far as everybody else, it, yo, you know why I'm saying it? Because I'm such the person to really care about everybody else, right? But honestly, everybody else don't be caring about everybody else like that.
That's true.
And so I'm like, what in the world am I doing? Like, I will put such a heavy burden on myself thinking about, you know, society and why this person doing this and how come y'all doing that. Yo, at this moment in time, my priority when it comes to importance of it is my children. My children is very aware how I am. They know the kind of language I speak when it comes to topics like this. I done told my daughter what to do when I go. I told her, literally, these are the conversations I had with my children. I have soul conversations with them. I have past life conversations with them. Like, so for me, it's more like it starts at home. So when it comes to everybody else, I don't know how, like, all I could do is like conversations like what we're doing now. Right.
Yeah.
And just be myself. Right. Just genuinely just be myself. And if it resonates with somebody and it's like, all right, this is where it's at, then hopefully, you know, that person spread it, that another person spread it. And that's, you know, we just continue that type of energy. However, but I can't sit there and make it seem like it's that important to me the way it used to be, because this too much. Like, at this moment in time, there's so much, like you said, they took us away from our divine selves, right? Our elements. Well, we're still in our elements. Let's not get this twisted. We're still in our elements. It's just been so manipulated, right? And that's the thing. So they take us away, or they manipulate the elements, and now they use what we have done and what we know to do against us, right? And it's working.
It definitely is.
It's working. What they're doing works. Because what we was doing, it works. And mm-hmm. they knew that it worked. So they said, oh shit, let's do it. So now they're doing it and it's working. And so that means there's so many people that's under spiritual warfare. There's so many people that's under attack. That, yo, this may sound crazy, but it's whatever, because this is the topic, right? Yesterday, I was driving past a cemetery, right? And you already know cemetery. There's a whole loop of ancestors there hanging around and everything. And I literally just felt the urge to say, yo, y'all make sure y'all don't go inside of people and possess them. Like, I said that because, you know what? Because a lot of spirits want to go into human bodies and live out life.
That is true.
And so because I know that, right? And because these mother effers that unflipped the script on us, they know that shit too. This is why I say I can't focus on the outside. I could do yet so much.
Yeah, sure.
I could do yet so much. And definitely, I'm always sending positive vibes. I'm always, don't get me wrong, I definitely send that universal energy and everything. But nah, I gotta make sure my children understand this shit. I gotta make sure that they get it. You know, so they could know how to move in this matrix and not just survive in the matrix, but make it happen. You know, just like surviving sometimes, that's what got a lot of people fucked up.
You've been surviving for far too long.
And coming out of your divine self, because when we be surviving, it's too much compromising and doing things we don't got no business doing.
You ain't never lied about that. So I ask you this, though. You know, let's get away from religion, because I don't want our people to say, oh, we bashing it, you know, like Jesus. All right, whatever.
Okay.
So we're going to ask Valerie herself, enlightened spiritual goddess, what got you on your spiritual journey? What was that light bulb moment that you had that made you go on your spiritual journey?
Honestly, I do not know. I don't know. And I say that to say, because I really don't know. I think it's... I don't know. Maybe it was my dreams. Because I used to have a lot of spiritual attacks in my dreams. I used to have a lot of, what do you call that?
The succubus?
What do you call those type of dreams where they be holding you down?
That's the succubus.
But those it's called something else.
I forgot the name of the dreams, but...
It's something... Oh, God. It's a certain name of when spirits hold you down. Not in a sexual way, but in a way to scare you.
Yeah.
Right. Paralyzed. I think it's called paralyzed.
Paralysis? Sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis. Something like that. So I used to experience that a lot back in the days. And I didn't understand why, but I experienced it a lot. And I think maybe that's what kind of allowed me to eventually start paying attention to, you know, just paying attention. Because I can't say it was like just one day, poop, it popped. And even if that was it, I don't recall that day. You know, I just know that my dreams played a major part of me realizing that there's more to this, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I was a dreamer from young, you know, I had a lot of visions, and spirit used to show me a lot of revelations when I was younger. So as I got older and I'm going through these sleep paralysis and all this other stuff, then I'm like, what the heck? You know, I'm starting to pay attention. And also religion, me coming out of religion and trying to find, you know, who I am or what's going on with me. I always was a person to, like, where did I come from? You know, I was always that person, always thinking out the box. Like, it can't just be this. It has to be more than this. Like, what planet am I from? I'm
ready to go back home.
You understand?
I'm ready to go back home.
I'm like that. I won't, listen, we stay having conversations about being ready to go back home, but, yeah, I was just that person. And so eventually I just started allowing myself to embrace that person. I don't know when exactly. Definitely in New York a few years back, you know. But when I moved to Georgia, I think I allowed myself to be more exposed. I exposed myself more, right? I did a tarot reading for a sister that I know a couple of days ago, and I know her from New York. I used to work with her. And, you know, my New York people, when I was up there, they know Valerie to be somewhat of a conspiracy theorist, you know, because they knew I'd be like, nah, the government or whatever I would say, you know. But when I did the reading for her, when I even posted that I was doing reading, she was like, you do readings? And I'm like, yeah. And so when I did the reading for her, She was, I won't say taken back, but it was just like, wow, Valerie, you really doing stuff like that. And I was like, exactly. People would never think that, but this is who I always been, you know what I mean? So I can't say exactly when. It was just, it's just a continuous search of why I have certain, you know, I pick up certain vibes or certain relationships or whatever. Yeah.
So how important would you say your spiritual journey has been in your life?
Oh,
you being on this journey, right. How important has it been for you?
At this point, I'm learning that I have to have a balance because I could be too spiritual.
How can one be too spiritual, though?
Because sometimes I feel like when you feel too much and you, like, because spirituality is it's a feeling. Besides the ones that have gifts that can see spirits, you know, there are some people out here that have special gifts and they can see
spirits. I wonder who are these people?
There are some. And those people that can see spirits, they kind of have that, I won't say advantage because it's a gift. So it's not an advantage. It's just something that they have another, you know, way of learning more about spirits, right? So let's say if you could see it, you might could see death coming before you might could see something coming before the average person, right? So for me, when I say I could be too spiritual, it's because I could feel so much that I would not want to do things. I will allow myself to kind of stay away, you know? And now I'm learning, because I have to allow myself to experience life. Now, because I know myself, you know, I'm learning myself more, I can be out more. I could allow myself to experience the world more without feeling like I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, I have to know that I'm protected. And that's what I mean when somebody could be too spiritual. I mean, at least for me, like, it would lead me to not do things. I'm like, I'm not going out in that muck that's out there of a world of spirits. I'm not doing it. Like, I will really reserve in my own little hermit mode. Yeah, so...
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because a thought process I always had was, how can one be too spiritual when we are spirits living a human experience? Mm-hmm. And you breaking it down that we do need that balance. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we are living the human experience. Exactly. So we have to be in the moment, living that human experience and not be too much in our spirit. So you basically just answered a thought that I've been thinking for the longest.
Right. And it's and then even with the human experience, that's also like a catch 22, because you don't want to allow our human experience to be like, you don't want to take it on where it weighs you down.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to learn or find that balance in this shit, because I mean, this is what I'm learning now, but in order for me to create the balance, I had to be too spiritual. Like, it's as if I was so spiritual. I literally was like, everything is, I can feel this. Nope, this ain't right. Nope, this, I feel. And it's like, I feel, nope, can't do it. No, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm tired of doing this. Ain't going to do this anymore. Like, nope, it's over. And sometimes I can do things prematurely. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm picking up that vibe and I'm not allowing myself to play things out. And if I don't play it out, then sometimes you could cut a fortunate opportunity. To be honest with you, you know, and this is just my experience, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you could cut out, I have lost opportunities, you know, because I felt like I'm not going out there with that, you know, because it's just, yo, it's so crazy. On the spiritual, psychological, that warfare is deep. It's heavy out there.
But did you really lose the opportunity?
Well,
because if you really think about it, sometimes the universe, our life are set a certain way to go a certain path. Did we really lose on opportunities that wasn't really meant for us? Or?
Well, I would say this. The journey, I don't think there's like a straight line to this journey.
Never is.
It can't be.
I feel like it's zigzag.
Right.
Goes in.
Right. Even if you look at the constellations, they all got curves, well, lines that goes here and angles and everything like that. So I don't think, you know, the journey is a straight line, but the destination is always the same, right?
Yeah.
And that's just the transition to the, you know, just transition out the body and shit. So the end result usually is what it is.
Yeah.
The journey goes, it goes whichever direction it goes, right? So in a sense, no, I guess it doesn't look like I, you know, missed opportunities, but at the same time, I think I could have prevented certain hardships. I think sometimes we could prevent certain challenges that we go through, you know what I mean? If we allow ourselves to fully, you know, experience certain things, you know, so that's what I mean by that.
So with your spiritual journey, how key has your spiritual journey been to you healing? From traumas?
It's everything. That part is everything for me, because I have to allow myself to feel. I have to allow myself to feel my hurt. You know, the other day I saw a post. This one says on IG, she does zodiacs readings, whatever, and she has said something about identifying with the healing instead of the trauma, and that resonated with me so much, because I was like, oh shit. Because I will allow the trauma to kind of like it's like I'm hurt. So I'm moving off of me being hurt and feeling sad. And I might react off of that. But if you identify with the healing, which is more uplifting and just, you know, the innocence and stuff like that, it feels better. So in regards to spirituality, when healing, for me, it's everything. Because spirit, this is how you know who you are. Like, how do I know Valerie? Like, when I transition, I don't want Valerie the spirit to be like this bitter ass spirit in the spirit world ancestor around my children.
Nah.
And I'm harboring this. I'm still harboring shit from when I was in the physical form. Like, that sounds really... I love my children way too much for me to do some shit like that. And look, how about I love myself way too much? Because once I'm in the spirit world, that's it. It's not like, even if your soul reincarnate, I ain't going to reincarnate back to Valerie.
Nah, I'm not coming back.
I mean, exactly. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
I'm not coming back. I think I lived too many lives on this planet. Thank you, Mother Earth. I love you. I know Mother Earth stands for me. You know, I know it stands for me. I love you, Mother Earth. We had a great time.
Right.
You know, I'm going to accomplish all the missions that was given to me on this lifetime. I'm going to complete it, and then...
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree, but that's what I'm saying. But even in the melanin community, right? Like, this conversation that we're having, this is super taboo. Like, it's not like heads is really trying to have this kind of conversation, right? No one really thinks about when they're transition. No one thinks about that. But I will say an aha moment of me learning spirituality is when I used to read the Quran. Because there was a moment of time that I used to read the Quran. And why did I read the Quran? Because I wanted to understand as much aspect of religion and life. I want to understand it with my own self, right? Some people literally do not read the Bible, anything. They do not experience these things. All they do is speculate and off of other people's lives, and then they'll comment and they'll react off of that. I refuse to be that person. So I read the Quran, and when I was reading the Quran, it was some word that was like constantly being reinforced in the Quran, and I used to be like, why are they keep on saying, oh, it was the afterlife, they'll say afterlife, something afterlife, and I'm like, why do they say that? And one day it just popped in my head. I said, oh shit, they talking about when you die. This is about the transition. And that's when I was like, oh my god, this whole thing is about preparing you to transition. And once I got that, man, listen, I was like, oh, okay, this is what it's about. So yeah,
but it seems that way in religion, that with all the these religious factions or denominations, they all believe in the afterlife, whether it's heaven,
right,
hell, whatever, right. It may be, they all believe in the afterlife. For us spiritual beings, I feel like we either gonna ascend back to, you know, whatever galaxy, universe,
right,
planet we're originally from,
or dimension,
we just gonna come back on this earth, because we probably didn't complete a spirit mission.
Right,
our spirit has a mission.
Right,
that we did not accomplish on Mother Earth, that we got to come back to.
Right,
right.
And is it fair to say, when you say our spirit, it's not spirit of the planet, but you yourself, Valerie, yes. Spirit. You know, Mo spirit, you know, like your individual spirit.
Because I can only imagine, I probably was a tree in one life, you know what I mean? I was being hugged on, getting chopped down, you name it. I probably was a lion in another life, or an elephant with a long ass tusk.
You know what's so interesting? I actually, because just FYI, I do past life readings, everyone.
Put your plug! So, you better plug that in, playing.
So, I do past life pendulum readings where I ask about, you know, were you connected with someone in a past life? Is there an agreement and things like that in a past life? So, if you're interested in any past life readings, by all means, what's my spirit?
Enlightened spiritual goddess. She got you. I'm telling you. She does all types of readings.
IG name. That is crazy.
She does all types of readings. And trust me, when this episode is said and done, we're going to plug her. Even though she forgot her name, she forgot her email and her phone number, we're going to get her right. All right, guys? I promise
that
you.
That is too funny.
We're going to get you right.
But you're going to have it in your thing anyway, yeah, when you post it.
We're going to get you right, guys.
But I do past life pendulum readings. And one time I asked, was I an animal? And it said no. And I was like, get out of here. You know, so
the way you love water, you was in a fish, man, you was in a mermaid.
But remember, but even mermaids, they half and half or whatever. They're not full blown. They half human and half fish or whatever, however it goes. But anyway, even with that whole reincarnation and everything like that, like those are conversations or the whole heaven and hell and stuff like that. Like, those conversations, a lot of people don't want to have those conversations because nobody want to deal with actually accepting that one day you're gonna leave and we're gonna transition.
Yeah, well, you know, with spirituality for me, I was running away from spirituality because I guess my mom had made such a strong impression on me.
Yeah.
In my life. And, you know, what I didn't realize is the traumatic experiences we've gone through, we've experienced, you know, not through spirituality per se, but through religion in a sense where, you know, I'm not bashing religion, but I just felt like I've gone through traumatic experiences in my upbringing because of what my mom believed. And because as kids, we didn't believe what she believed. You know, it was a big hassle and things of that nature. So, you know, my spiritual journey was rough because it took me a while to take accountability for my actions.
Right.
It took me a while to take accountability. Like, you know what, I'm not right and exact with myself and I got to start figuring out ways. And, you know, ever since I've been on my spiritual journey, I can actually say I've been healing.
Yeah.
You know, I can feel like I can actually say I'm not the same person I once was. And, like, for you, I ask you this. Knowing the woman you, the young girl you were back then, and the woman that you are now, like, are you proud of your growth, you know, spiritually speaking?
I am. I have to be, because if I'm not, then I'm fucking up. I'm being honest with you. I have to be, because if I sit there and allow myself to look back in time and coulda, woulda, shoulda, and why did I do this, that, and third, there's no growth. So I have to be proud of myself. I'm still growing. I'm still allowing myself to, I want to grow. To be honest with you, I found myself being in love, right? There was a moment in time when I used to say I'm in love, and I knew I was in love, and I'm in love with myself, right? And I still am. But as of lately, I have found that I'm in love with the unknown now. Like, me not knowing, me just looking forward to whatever's to come, because I just know whatever it is going to be beneficial. It's going to be based on something that's, you know, for the betterment of myself and whoever else that's aligned with it. That's dope. That's beautiful to me. So now I found myself being in love with the unknown, and the unknown is like darkness. That's like going into a dark room.
That's true.
And it's just straight, you don't know nothing. It's just a dark space, or not even a dark room. How about just you on a planet and you go to a unknown territory on a planet that you ain't never been before at nighttime? I won't say daytime, because daytime you can see, you know what I mean? The sun is out. But imagine it when you just got, you know, just that dark energy, just that unknown space that you don't know where you at, you don't know what's next, you don't know how it's going to come to be, you know, so.
It sounds like you're living in the moment.
Exactly.
Sounds like you're definitely living in the moment, which I think is a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
So here's one of my favorite questions I like to ask everybody who comes on my show.
Here we go.
You know, one of my favorite questions is, what would you tell the 10-year-old Valerie at this moment? And what would the 10-year-old Valerie tell this Valerie at this moment, this young 14-year-old Valerie? I know, good at what, you ain't 14, but 25, though. What would she tell you?
All right, well, first, okay, what would me now tell my 10-year-old self?
Uh-huh.
My 10-year-old self was one scared-ass little girl. She was scared as life. She was frightened. And what I would tell the 10-year-old me is that it's going to be okay.
What was she frightened about?
Oh, she was frightened of her environment. Just like your relationship with your moms ain't the best.
Yes, yeah.
Back in the days, it's you know, it wasn't religion for me, because I didn't grow up in a religion home, but I grew up in a very challenging home, right? And so back in the days, 10-year-old Valerie, yo, Shorty was scared. Like, she was nervous of life. She was scared. She was scared of her mother. She was scared. She was afraid. And so I would just tell her, you know, it's going to be okay. I would just let her know that things would get better. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like, don't worry. Like, be happy. You know, sound like a whole song. Don't worry. Yeah. But no, honestly, she was afraid. She was very afraid. So I would hug her. on some real shit, she would get a hug. She would get so many hugs. She would get hugs. She would get kisses on her forehead. I would comb her hair. I would go shopping with her. I would be her homegirl. I'll be her big sister. Because that's what I needed when I was 10. I didn't have that feminine energy to show me that, to have that, just that feminine connection. I did not have that. And so I was afraid. I was scared as shit, yo. So that's what I would tell the 10-year-old. I would be her homegirl. I would be her friend.
And what would that 10-year-old little girl tell you?
Oh, my God. She would say thank you. She would probably want to be on my hip every day. She would probably want to be on my hip until she's comfortable enough to go into the world. But she would appreciate it. She would definitely appreciate it. What's the next age you said?
Well, no, the 10-year-old speaking to
the your age, yeah. She would just appreciate it. She would appreciate what I'm doing for her. You know, just being there, just being that companion, just showing her love, and you know, just girlfriend things. You know, going out and just having fun. Yeah, she'll appreciate it.
So, what would Valerie now tell the Valerie 60-year-old, 75-year-old Valerie?
Oh, an older version of myself?
Yeah, or the older version tell you now.
What would me now say to the older version? What would me now say to a 70-year-old Valerie?
Yeah.
Be patient with me. Be patient. I didn't forget you.
I got you.
Be patient.
I got you.
And what would the 70-year-old say to me? I don't know if she would say anything to me. I think she would just...
Good job.
Yeah,
You don't think she would tell you good job? Are you on the right path?
I think... Yo, I'm telling you, certain things, there's no words for it. Certain things...
Just a head nod.
It's a gesture.
It's just a head nod.
It's a look. It's a feeling. So I don't know. She'll just be like...
She'll just probably be happy to see you doing what you're doing now.
It's so interesting because when you ask that question, I am imagining a older version of me. And I could go older as... Honestly, like 80, to be honest.
You're still going
to
be sassy then.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, for me to just go, like, I can go as far as just thinking, like, as an 80-year-old Valerie. Like, she would just be like, I don't know. It's just one of those, like, just happy and proud.
Now, the reason why I love asking these questions is more times than not, we as humans, we fail to live in the moment. And I realize... It was hard for me to live in the moment. I either lived in the past or I lived in the future. And I never lived in the moment. And getting into spirituality has forced me to live in the moment. Because I didn't process my emotions. Mm-hmm. I didn't process my thoughts.
Yeah.
I didn't process a lot of things. And I realized when you're in spirituality, you have to process these emotions.
Yes.
Whatever emotions you're feeling, your thoughts, you have to process your thoughts. Your psychological well-being, you know, even your physical.
Absolutely.
You know, even your physical. So, like, for me, spirituality is such a beautiful thing because I feel like I'm connecting with my source. I'm connecting with who I truly am.
Yes.
I feel like I'm deep-rooted in that situation. Like, to see who I was then and who I am now is like night and day.
Right.
Like, many nights and many days.
Right,
you know,
right.
So it's like... I'm proud of where I'm going, and I'm proud that I know I'm only going to grow as a spiritual being, you know, because I feel like we're spiritual beings first and foremost.
Right.
Just living a human experience and just trying to, you know. And with all that being said, like, do you feel there's hope for our people, spiritually speaking?
Yes. Yes. Matter of fact, I had got a download last year, and the hope is actually the division. That's the thing. We're gonna be divided, you know. There's gonna be a division. There's a division right now.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
There's a division right now that's happening, right? And even with the division, it's not even to point fingers or call out names or whatever, because to each his own. But it's a division, and because of the division, we're gonna be all right. But it's going to be a lot of...
we're going to lose a lot of people in the process. Shit,
we losing a lot of people now. Now,
yeah, that's true.
A lot of people... you know, it's funny because they say that the planet is elevating. You know, we're going into... I think the age of Aquarius probably kicked in by now, I would think. I'm not one to be all astrological with these things, but if, you know, they do say that the planet is elevating and it's shifting into another energy field, right? The fifth dimension and things like that. So when you think about the fifth dimension and going higher, and when the numbers go higher, that means the frequency have to be higher, right?
That's
so
true.
The high frequency is love and harmony and just all that good feeling stuff, right? And honestly, everybody is not there. A lot of us are getting there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A lot of us are getting there, and this is where the separation comes in, because some people are still stuck, and some people, because they're still stuck, they don't know or they're not ready to elevate. So that means some will not go, you know, and some will just be staying in a certain frequency until they get it, or they just, that's where they stay at.
I just feel like the veil has been lifted off the earth. You know, she's taking her place back. Like, I feel like she's coming back into her own. And as she come back into her own, I feel like us as melanin folks, we coming back to our own slowly but surely. And I just want to keep on working at it so we can leave a blueprint behind for our babies. So our babies don't have to go through what we went through, primarily spiritually speaking.
Right.
So I must say this was a very wonderful conversation.
Thank you.
And trust me, we're gonna have you back on. But
okay.
What is one thing you would like to tell our melanin people?
Honestly, be in alignment. Just, you know, own your truth. And whatever your truth is, even if it's religion, please do some research before you say that's your truth, because there's a lot of debunking in that field right there. But more than anything, you know, just I don't know, just be in alignment as much as you can, and, you know, just deal with self, yo. Like, honestly, deal with self, you know, spread love the best way that you can, you know, like...
It is the Brooklyn way.
Because we need... We need more love right now. We do. And with the love, don't be a doormat, though. I'm not saying that, you know, but we got this, yo. We just gotta be dedicated to it, to be honest with you. But yeah.
And where can these beautiful people follow you, find you, reach out to you? Because, you know, you do have crystals.
I do.
You do have all type of beautiful crystals. You do readings. You do demonic readings. How to face your demons.
Yeah.
You do the past life readings.
I do. So,
you know,
I
compatibility
do
readings.
Yes,
you know?
I do. I do all those readings that God with many visions just mentioned.
Because clearly, you know, she going to forget. So I had to make sure I...
So you can find me on IG as... What is my IG?
Enlightening Spiritual Goddess.
Is that my IG name?
I think so. With underscores between the enlightened and the spiritual. Golly. Yo, let's help this woman out. She needs... Where's my healers at?
Hey, yo. Guys, please don't... Listen.
We need to heal her memory.
You know what it is? I got too many mother effing IG names. That's what it is. Enlightened Spiritual Goddess, though, yes, that should be one of mine. But I know God with Many Vision will post it, so...
I got you, I got
just
you.
Just tag me.
You know, I got you, I'm going to tag you.
But I definitely do readings, and I do sell crystals and things of that nature. But thank you once again for having me on your show. This was great. I'll be more than happy to come back and have different topics or however it goes.
No, I appreciate you. I truly appreciate you. Folks, you already know. This is another episode of Convos with Living Legends, episode 29.
I thought it was
28. No, 28 was for Lisa Heath.
Oh,
I just wanted to
Ooh,
shout
let
her
let
out.
Let me mind my business.
See, she all in the flow, you know what I mean? This is episode 29. Episode 29 of Convos with Living Legends. I am your host, God with Many Visions. Peace to the goddesses, peace to the gods, and we out. Peace.
Peace, family. Come on, in your
business. No, I always shout out the previous, like, so like when I do the next episode, I'm gonna shout you out for being on my last.
Now, how am I supposed to add my stuff?